This is Joanna Schrader reporting, and I am with John Larkin with Precision Planting. John, how are you?
I'm good.
We are at Farm Progress Show, and I just got done watching a demonstration that sort of, well, actually a very specific demonstration about your precision planting technologies. So can you talk to us a little bit about your system and what you offer to growers?
Sure. Precision Planting's business is trying to make sure that seeds get in the right space at the right distance, and seeds only land where they need to land. So we use precision technology to know where the tractor's at, know where the planter's at, and control populations. So we can increase and decrease populations based on soil type. And then we use swath control, or the ability to turn individual rows on and off using GPS, so that we don't overlap and get the yield loss that comes from overplanting, plus the wasted seed costs that come from overplanting.
So this is instantaneous. I mean, the grower's on his tractor, he's planting, and your technology is basically a variable weight technology to help him control the amount of seeds?
Right. And we also help them understand how to pick the right population for the particular area they're in. For example, a customer can get into his tractor, make a pass around the outside of the field. He can hit a feature we call AutoMap Express. It'll go out, it'll know where he's at in the world, it'll go out to the USDA database, suck in his soil types, then he'll see a map of all the soil types in that field. Then he can assign a plant population to each of those and then adjust those based on the soil productivity index that we provide along with the soil data. So using that kind of technology, we can help them in field without any other computer access, know where their most productive soils are and the least productive soils, then match populations to that.
So, you hear a lot about precision farming and some of these precision technologies like GPS and things like that. How does that integrate in with your product and your technology? Have you developed your own, or are you partnering with other people?
No, most of our customers are already operating tractors that have auto steer and some of the other precision farming features. So rather than reinvent that, we try to add to that with an area that we feel is the most valuable operation that the guys do during the year, and that's putting seed in the ground. So we just want to layer more precision on top of that.
Right. And I think it's important to know, why is precision planting so important for a farmer?
It's the most important thing that a guy does, because there's only get one shot to set the kind of the ceiling of what their yield can be. In corn production, in the difference between uniformly spaced 30,000 seeds versus randomly placed 30,000 seeds. For every percentage improvement we can give someone in accuracy, from 95% of the seeds placed correctly to 97% of the seeds placed correctly, that translates to a $10 per bushel yield advantage. So when a seed meter in corn is putting down 14 seeds a second, very minute changes in the mechanics or in the position of that planter can make a big difference in final outcome and yield.
Now, for people who weren't able to come to the Farm Progress Show, where can they go to get more information?
We have a lot of information and videos on our website, which is precisionplanting.com.
Okay. And is there anybody else, do you have local dealers or that
sure.
they can contact as well?
Yes. We have precision planting dealers, over 600 dealers scattered throughout the Midwest, California, Northeast, Canada.